Happy Friday to you, Clips fans.
Ooh, it is a good Friday so far.
Oh, yeah, feeling good. We got a heck of a show lined up for you, as we do every Friday and every Monday through Friday. We are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network. I'm William the Opinion Updike, joined by...
Positive Chuck Mockler. Trying to be positive today.
I don't know what you have to not be positive about.
Well, you know.
But we're going to kick things off with a preview of the Bulls game tonight.
Yep.
Charles is pretty worried this is a trap game.
Could be. I'm not pretty worried. It's a little uneasy, I would say.
I don't know why. We're well rested. We're feeling good.
Gallo?
I don't know what. You're tentative Chuck Mockler today.
Gallo might not play. You never know.
And then we're going to do a smaller, quicker preview of the Nets game, which is on Sunday.
Yep.
And then today is Friday, so we'll be getting into our regular segments, which, if you don't know, every Friday we do our Pacific Division Power Rankings and everyone's favorite Locked On Clippers segment,
oh, yeah.
Love, Marry, Kill.
Yeah.
So all that and more coming up right about now.
So tonight we are playing the Bulls. We will be at that game as credentialed members of the media. So we'll have some really good pre and post game content for you guys. That's at Charles Mockler, Will Updike, and we'll retweet it from the Locked On account.
And
as
at
well.
Locked On Clips, yeah.
Oh yeah. So the last time we played the Bulls, it was not the easiest game.
No, it was a weird game though. You want to set the stage for this one?
It was weird all the way around. The weather and the traffic conspired against us in Chicago. We got there like an hour before the game started.
There were two buses.
Yeah.
And yeah, they got there so late. I don't even know if Doc did like a pre-press conference or anything.
Yeah. And it was very tight. We needed 31, 10, and 10 from Lou and 29 and 8 from Tobias to eke past the Chicago Bulls 106 to 101.
Yeah.
However, that was the old Clippers.
That's true.
This is the new Clippers.
It is the new Clippers.
Gallo did not play that game. He also, however, is questionable tonight.
Yeah.
Which is a little concerning.
He is. And Levine has been upgraded to probable for tonight. He's been out for a stretch of games. Porter, also probable.
And out for the Clippers officially, Luke Mbaumute.
As always.
Sore knee, as is tradition at this point.
But I would guess we'll probably see both Levine and Porter. Porter played the other night.
Yeah,
He played the Lakers, but I guess that was in Chicago.
Yeah, I think they'll be there. I'm not kind of some people are saying that the Bulls are all in on the tank, but I'm not 100% sure about that.
I mean,
if they are, I feel like you don't play either of these guys.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I think that they'll still play these guys because they want them to get reps in together.
Definitely,
but like, I mean. They're 19 and 50 right now, so the tank is already going.
The tank is
pretty
there.
Well.
Yeah, the tank is there.
I don't think it would really screw things up too much to win a game or two. So I wouldn't put it past them. they have taken some good teams kind of down to the wire.
They took us down to the wire.
Yeah,
we were down by 12 in that game. So what we need to do to win? We got to keep the foot on the gas.
Yeah, I agree. In the last time we met, we did do a decently good job starting out strong.
Yeah.
And then, like, couldn't really sustain. And if it hadn't been for their terrible, they had a 19-point fourth quarter in this one, we probably wouldn't have gotten this win.
Yeah. We got outscored 36-25 in the second quarter. And for most of the second and third, we were losing, like I said, at one point by 12 points.
Yeah.
It was not a fun game to watch. This Bulls team doesn't do a bunch of things well.
Yeah.
But the one thing they can do well when they get hot is score.
Oh, yeah.
It's just
yeah.
all scores on that team for the most part. So we either got to be really locked in on defense or ready to just go bucket for bucket 100%.
Yeah. I don't like that strategy.
I don't either at all. Another thing we need to do to win, if he's going to play, is feed Gallo.
Yeah.
Got to feed the big guy. Strongest player in the league. Might have some load management tonight.
Doc doesn't believe in load management.
And we have a kind of a tough game against the Nets on Sunday.
Yeah.
So him getting, even if he just gets a little bit of playing time, it'd be nice to get him into a rhythm and just kind of, you know, he hasn't played since Monday.
Yeah,
for
sure.
So that could maybe have an effect. But I just want to see him maybe get going. They didn't see him last time, so it could be kind of a surprise for them. If he can get hot earlier, then we can just kind of let him chill.
Definitely. If he can have another one of those like 15-point
first quarters, just hang out, score eight the rest of the game. I don't care.
Yeah. I think we just gotta play downhill a lot in this one.
Yeah.
Get to the line. We got to the line 29 times in our last contest to their 12.
12 for the whole game?
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Bad.
That's bad. I didn't realize
they
it was
did
like
make
that.
11 out of 12.
Hey!
Other free throws.
percentage is there.
The percentage is great. But yeah, it's a young team. Obviously, they'll be a little bit better defensively, I guess, with Porter Jr. in the lineup.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we just got to attack downhill and
for sure
rack up those fouls. Get to the line, baby.
Yeah. What else you got? Oh, this actually next one bleeds into what I think could go wrong.
Okay. Well, yeah. We got to take 30 or more threes for sure.
Oh, yeah, we do.
They took 35 to our 21 last game.
We hit 8 of those, which is like a cool percentage, but we only hit 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, this kind of goes into my what could go wrong. It was we forget to shoot threes.
Yeah.
Shamit should be able to take advantage of their 25th ranked defensive rating, Chicago. Not very good.
Worried about that matchup.
Oh, are you?
Which we can get into a little bit in key matchups. Yeah. But I just think the biggest thing that could go wrong is like if Dunn and Levine are really putting the pressure on, like the defense, especially for that first unit, is just gonna have to be big. Because like their offensive scoring potential of their backcourt is just way higher than ours.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Then our starting one and two, at least. If you throw Shaman in there, maybe three guys is getting a little bit closer to evening out to those two.
Yeah.
But last time we played, I think Levine had like 29 or...
something very good. Also, Jabari Parker killed us in that game.
Yeah.
Which was infuriating.
Yeah, no Parker, though.
Thankfully. The other thing I think could go wrong, they just decide to get out and run us.
Okay.
They're a running team. They beat us on the fast break last time, 21-4.
That's incredible. That
which
is
bad.
Oh yeah, and a lot of that though was Jabari Parker.
Yeah, Levine shot 50% last game.
Dang.
And if there's anyone who can run and score in the paint, it's Zach Levine.
Yeah.
So
hopefully he looks a little rusty tonight.
Hopefully he looks a little rusty. We have had some turnover, obviously, some pretty big turnover since the last time we played these guys. Both teams had.
Yeah, definitely.
But their Levine might be able to be put into the Clipper killer list, I think, if he has another good game against us.
Yeah.
Not necessarily if we lose, but...
This is a little bit perplexing to me.
Yeah.
This isn't really a what could go wrong, but like in points per game, they're somehow 28th in the league, which...
that's not good.
Seems a little perplexing to me just given the scorers...
Yeah, that
like
is
you
true.
Have guys like Levine, who's like
marketed.
And like someone like Levine is really only upside is just
scoring,
volume scoring.
Yeah, and even when, that is odd.
And the Clippers are 6th in Ooh. Points per game, just for reference. But that's enough of that. Let's get into some key matchups.
Lay them on us.
So this is the one that I'm the most worried about, and I think like Otto Porter versus Shamit.
Yeah,
is
I don't like it.
It's a really bad matchup on both ends of the floor. He's just got a lot of size, and he is like he is capable of being a pretty solid defender.
Yeah,
he has all the physical tools. Much larger than Shamit.
Yeah,
maybe stronger. I don't know. It's tough to say.
That's the thing about
he's got
this,
that Wichita strength.
This,
you know,
this
sneaky.
I think this Clippers team, top to bottom, is the strongest team in the NBA.
Are we going like presidential fitness strong or like? Scrapping strong.
We're going arm wrestling in a bar that has sawdust on the ground.
Okay.
Strong.
All right. So somewhere in between presidential fitness and just scrapping.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Which, of course, is arm wrestling in a bar that has sawdust on the ground.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like a nightmare matchup for Shamit. I think that the key for him is just going to be, moving as much as he can off ball.
Okay. On board.
So, yeah, maybe they can run that set where he, like, runs across the baseline from one side of the arc to the other with Trez setting, like, a low pick. Could see some action like that. He's got to move around. He's going to have to use, basically, the amount of tricks that he's learned thus far to shake.
The whole bag is what you're saying.
Yeah, the whole bag to shake Porter. He does have a speed advantage, I would probably say.
Yes, I would agree with that.
But I think it's going to be really difficult. And then on the other end of the floor, man, he's just going to have to play really heads-up defense.
He might get bodied down low.
He's just, I'm hoping that he can, like, just have the wherewithal to be a step ahead of Otto Porter.
For sure.
Like, maybe take a charge or two. Like, that. Like if he took a charge or two, like, that could really swing a lot of momentum.
Yeah. Hopefully he learned from Gallo how to take a charge. Zubats versus Robin Lopez is a big one for me.
Okay. I mean, he had a 20-point game. I mean, now that he's starting, he's having big
nights.
Had
like 20. He had 20-7 of their loss to the Lakers. Zoo's fingers are hurt.
Yes.
Which is...
He's still unable to bend the middle finger on both hands.
I'm just concerned about this for the rest of my life now. And Lopez is a bit of an agitator. Not in a not in like a dirty way.
No, not
he
in a dirty way.
He just knows how to kind of push guys'
He's
buttons.
A vet.
Yeah, he's a vet. So I'm hoping Zoo can kind of... You know, these are both two really physical guys, too.
Definitely.
So Zoo's got this matchup. Then he's got Jared Allen on Sunday, which I'm going to talk about in the next segment, too. But... This is huge. I want Zubat to... I want to see some double-digit boards. I want to see his hands maybe a little softer than they were the other night.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I feel so bad now that I know about the finger thing. It's like, oh, man, he's doing his best.
Yeah, he's doing his best. What other matchup you got?
I just wanted to piggyback on this Zubat's Robin Lopez thing.
Kick-flipping off of that.
kick-flipping right off of that. Which of these two is the harder matchup, do you think? Zubat's versus Lopez or Zubat's versus Allen?
I think Allen.
Really, I actually think Lopez.
Ooh.
I just think he's like he's a little maybe craftier.
True,
And he's just got that experience. I don't know.
I think Al just because he's more physical than Lopez.
He's more physical. He's so athletic.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's I could see crazy. An argument either way. Both guys,
for sure.
Great centers. This one worries me a little bit more, I guess, just given the experience level of Lopez.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. You got another matchup for us?
I mean, we've been talking about it all throughout, but just backcourt versus backcourt.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that they're going to have... Oh, man. I don't even know. Do you think they'll have Pat on LaVine? Probably the most dangerous scorer.
I think primary ball handler is who they're going to have
Pat on. I think that's the better move, personally.
Yeah.
Like, I think having him on ball, so maybe on Chris Dunn a little bit more,
yeah.
Is a better matchup for Pat.
For sure. This isn't really a matchup so as much a who's going to go off question.
Yeah.
It could be any one of the big offensive guys on this Bulls team. It could be Laurie. It could be LaVine. It could be Chris Dunn. I mean, Chris Dunn had almost had a triple-double against the Lakers. Not that their defense is anything to really, you know.
It could be Lopez, too. I feel like you're leaving Lopez
there's
out in
just,
this one.
There's a couple guys who could just go nuclear.
Yeah.
Is it consistent? No.
Yeah.
Is it designed in that way? Probably not based on their record, but it just could happen. What's your prediction for this game?
All right. I'm thinking we're going to play pretty well. I think it's going to be like 125, 110 Clippers.
Okay. Yeah, I had 128, 115 Clippers. I also had a matchup that I want to talk about that was Laurie and Gallo, but we don't even know if Gallo's going to play, so I'm going to leave that off the table.
That's fair. I like that matchup, though, just as a side note. I like that matchup for Gallo.
We'll see. Coming up after this, we're going to do a pretty quick preview of the Nets versus Clippers game. But first, if you're following multiple Locked On podcasts, you need to check out Locked On Net on Twitter and Instagram.
Why is that?
It aggregates everything.
All into one?
It's like the super Walmart of Locked On podcasts.
Wow.
You get nice feeds on the Instagram stories feed, so you can hear Will and I talk in 1 minute snippets as opposed to 28 minute snippets, you know, to each his own. Again, that is Locked On Net on Twitter and Instagram. So we will be at this game on Sunday on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah.
The other day I was asking someone at work if they knew what a shillelagh was, and everyone looked at me like I was an alien.
I'd never heard of that.
Well, you're about
to
hear
it. If anyone listening knows what knows what this is, respond to Locked On Clips.
Yeah, get out.
I'm willing to bet that no one knows what this is.
Okay. Anyway, we're playing Brooklyn. There is a kind of lame free t-shirt being given away for this game.
Is it?
It's like an all-black shirt with like the Clippers logo in the middle and then like a Celtic, you know, like that.
Is it Patrick Beverly dressed as Leprechaun from the film Leprechaun?
That would be tight. That would be awesome. Anyway, I'm a little worried about this game. Brooklyn's a feisty team.
Brooklyn's a feisty team and like, yeah, they're just good.
Yeah, they are just good. They have no one out for this game.
Yeah.
As of today. And we have Luka Mbamute out.
Okay.
I'm just going to go ahead and assume that at this point. If he plays...
I mean, you're going to look like a fool.
I'm going to look like a moron. So what we need to do to win, be competitive down low.
Yeah, agreed.
I'm not even saying we need to dominate down low. We need to just be competitive down low.
It's going
to
be really difficult. I mean, Allen is a rim protector, like just in every sense of the word. Like he's a monster.
He's huge. We have to get him rattled. Ed Davis had 11 boards against the Thunder in their last game. We just need to establish some kind of presence down low. And if that's not working, we need to hope that Shea or Beverly is in kind of distributor mode and can drive and dish.
Yeah.
You know, like,
definitely
down low is going to be huge for this game.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to be a key, obviously. But it's going to be so darn hard.
Yeah.
I think that most of the, like, scoring in the paint is just going to come down to that second unit.
For sure. That's a good point.
And I think, like, otherwise, yeah, like, a drive and kick situation is what we're going to want to look for. And then yeah, just continuing to, like, shoot from outside. Just get good ball movement in there.
Yeah. Move the ball from one side of the court to the other.
That's what they say.
As former Clippers on Outsider Corey McGetty would say.
But yeah, just getting that ball movement in there. I don't know.
So in November when we played the Nets, we threw a bunch of different looks defensively at Russell.
Uh-huh.
It was weird. Beverly had him for 27% of the possessions. Shea had him for 17. Sindarius had him for 15%. Tobias 13 and Gallo 12. That's a pretty, like, wide. That's a lot of looks.
It really is.
The Nets are kind of manufacturing through screens and stuff. But also, that's just, I mean, he still finished with 23 points and 10 assists.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, he's interesting just because I feel like he has these tempo shifts.
Yeah.
That get really, I think that they're like, it must be just really hard to read.
Yeah,
as
he might kill you from outside, or he's going to slash and drop, like, kick. I mean, I want to see Beverly guard him for more than 27% of the possessions.
I'm also interested in seeing Shea on him a little bit more, just because I feel like with, like, kind of the tempo and, like, slinkiness, they both kind of have similar aspects
for
of
sure.
the game in that way.
Okay, I like that take. And obviously, you know, Tobias won't be guarding him unless something very weird happens. But I'd kind of like to see maybe some more. If he's really going off, maybe some Sindarius. I don't know. Doc evidently likes the matchup.
I think that Sindarius is a good call for him. Nobody bigger than that, I would say, because he's just going to abuse him. He's just going to blow by him.
What do you think could go wrong?
What could go wrong? Obviously, you know, if he's going off, I think if we get blocked a bunch down low, it's really going to rattle the confidence of these guys, And then, you know, we've just seen what happens. Like, we just start to give up really bad possessions.
Yeah.
We try to rush things and force shots. And
it happened against Gobert both times we played this year. It just big athletic centers.
Yeah. I think that
traditional centers.
Yeah. I think that rebounding is something that could go wrong. Like, if they're if they're generating a ton of second chance points, they're just outside of the top 10 in rebounding in the league.
Yeah.
And that's going to be difficult. It's not a great matchup always for us. No. Things have improved with Zubats, but still, it's going to be a tough game.
Yeah. So going back to Allen, he had 24 and 11. Most of that game, the last time we played, most of that came against Gortat, who gave up 4 of 9 shooting. But I would say one of the concerning things is that Trez guarded him, and Jared Allen went 4 for 4 against Trez.
Yeah, that's not a matchup for Trez.
So if Zubats isn't feeling it,
we're
going to have to rely on Trez. Which in this matchup does not seem to bode well. So if Zubac hasn't asserted his complete dominance over Jared Allen in the post, and Trez kind of has to make up, it could be kind of some trouble.
I just think from a matchup standpoint, I don't really want to see Trez on Jared Allen.
Who do we put on him?
I just think that you just run Zubats heavier. You run Zubats heavier in those minutes. Maybe with some lineups, like maybe with a lineup of, it just depends. If you're going for a more offensive lineup, I think you could run Trez out there with some combination of Lou, even if Jarrett's out there. There's just a little bit more movement and a little bit more intensity in that way. But I think if you're like trying to get stops and like really rebounding is going to be key. You got to keep Zubats out there. But second unit, I love the matchup of Trez against Ed Davis.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. 100%. Give me that all day.
They're both, you know, like in that 6'10 area. Trez has some weight on him. Obviously, a lot of athleticism.
Way stronger.
Yeah.
last thing that I think could go wrong, the Nets are third in three-point attempts. and are perfectly average at 14th in three-point percentage.
Okay.
But we've seen what happens to this Clippers team in the three-point line. The Nets put up 35 threes a game.
They have the best three-point shooter in the league.
They do. They got Joe Harris out there. We could get out-volumed in this one if we're not careful.
Oh,
Very easily.
I think easily we could get out-volumed. If the perimeter defense isn't there, it's going to be tough.
What key matchups do you got?
I think the just bench versus bench is going to be is going to be such a huge one.
Yeah, so they have some crazy numbers on their bench too. They're number 2 behind us in points and assists off the bench.
I did not realize that. That's very surprising.
And they beat their number 1 in rebounding off the bench.
They're
it's a good team, dude.
It's a really solid team.
We need, obviously Trez and Lou are going to be huge, but Jamichael, Wilson, Garrett, Ty Wall. We're going to have to need a top to bottom contribution, I think.
Yeah.
To get this game. Zubats versus Allen is going to be huge. This is almost like a throwback center matchup.
That's a good call.
It's like two huge dudes that don't space the floor who love physicality.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a bunch of banging around down low. It's going to be fun to watch. I don't know. I hope it goes well.
Definitely.
What's your prediction for this game?
Once again, another one that's really hard to handicap for me. I mean, I guess we're playing a team that's pretty similar to the one that we played last time. I think our offense is a little bit improved from what we played last time.
Our rebounding is a little improved.
I'm still going to go, though. I think it's going to be 121 to 118.
In terms of who's going to win?
Clippers are going to win.
Oh, Clippers? Okay. I think we drop this one.
Interesting.
I think we drop this one. It's going to be close. I think it's going to be 115, 110 or something like that.
Okay.
I just think they might establish a pretty dominant presence down low on us.
Yeah. I mean, that'll be difficult. I don't know. Just the big thing is I feel like the spacing is better than it was, even though Tobias was such a great three-point shooter.
Yeah. But we got Shams.
The way that Shamit moves and stuff. So I think that does give us gives us a little bit more room. And then obviously with Green coming off the bench.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. I think I'm hoping that it'll be in. I think it'll be a close one.
I think it'll be
a fun one to watch.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I'm still giving the edge to the Clippers.
All right, coming up after this, we're going to be doing Pacific Division rankings and love, marry, kill.
All right. So what do you got for your Pacific Division?
Well, number one is I guess it's the Warriors.
The Warriors.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't think that you think there's nothing to worry about in Warrior Land?
I don't. I know a lot of people are kind of saying there is. And
no,
it's like,
no, that's fair.
They're like, people, they really think they're just going to turn it on. And I was like, I think they all understand this is their last year together.
I think they do too.
And so I think in a week we're going to get some story of how they all went and got ice cream or something and everything's great now.
And they did beat the Rockets this week without Durant.
They're still just really damn good.
Yeah.
Obviously number two, I think we probably have the same.
Yeah.
Clippers, baby.
Definitely.
Firmly in the playoffs. Well, not firmly. Not 100% yet. But
pretty darn firmly.
Pretty damn close to the playoffs right now. Number three, I am going with... I think I'm going to go Kings.
Yeah, got to go Kings. They've lost their last two.
Seem to have lost their mojo, I would say.
Yeah, they're definitely not making the playoffs.
I think Buddy Hield said he would bet his house that they were making the playoffs. And then after that quote, they went 3-6.
Rough.
Right. Can't say things like that.
No. Matt George from Locked On
Shout
Kings.
Shout out Matt George.
Podcast. He had kind of a nice thing where he was like, he's fine kind of missing the playoffs if he gets to see more minutes from the young guys, obviously Bagley and stuff like that. Just to develop those guys, which I do think is great. This team has so much upside. I think
They're gonna be good next year.
Yeah, I think take out the Warriors in any type of conversation regarding the Pacific
so
Division. Yeah, it's just different.
Yeah.
But I think other than the Clippers...
Not better, they're just different at abilities.
I just think that other than the Clippers, this is the team with probably the brightest future.
I would agree with that.
So yeah, they're firmly in the three spot. And then I'm going to go Suns.
Absolutely.
At four.
Absolutely.
And Lakers at five. Let me tell you why. Suns have gone 500 over their last 10.
Hey.
Which for the Suns is a 60-win season.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's great for them. Lakers have gone 2-8.
Plus the emails.
plus the
James
emails.
Dolan is your owner's best friend.
They're taking L's on L's.
Yeah, they're not having a good day. So should we get into this Love, Marry, Kill?
Yeah, yeah. This is a good one. So, we're getting so much content from this email.
This was inspired by the emails that were part of the lawsuit in which Jeannie Buss and James Dolan, it was revealed, refer to Steve Ballmer as balls, sometimes with a Z, sometimes with an S.
Yeah.
Commit to one, cowards. So we're going to be love, marrying, or killing these made-up Stephen Ballmer nicknames we thought of.
Yeah.
The first one is, of course, Balls.
Balls with a Z.
With a Z.
We'd like to specify.
The second one is Stevie B.
All right.
The third one is the Maiden of Microsoft.
The Maiden?
Fourth one is the Embalmer.
Embalmer is pretty good.
Okay, what are you going to do? Next one is Ball Dog.
Ball Dog.
Big Ballmer Body Dropper.
All right, well, that one makes sense.
And then Steven Sackler. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, okay.
All right, which one of these are you loving?
Okay, I'm actually loving Balls with a Z.
With a Z!
It's like, it's very
it's
straightforward.
Very fratty. It's the fun time.
It's, yeah, it's endearing. You know, you can't lifetime be with someone named Balls.
No, you can't.
But, you know, you can have some fun. You can have a good time.
Yeah.
They have, you know, they probably throw wild parties.
Oh, yeah. Dude, party at Balls?
If Stephen Ballmer was to really, like, embrace this Balls alter ego, yeah. I mean, he'd be the coolest dude ever.
All right, which one are you marrying?
I'm marrying just Ball Dog.
Ball Dog's good.
It's straightforward. It's D-A-W-G, just for the record.
Well, obviously.
But yeah, man, he's he's got a hot dog gun. he's a goof.
He's a
the
good
ball
man.
Dog.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. And which one are you killing?
I'm killing Stevie B.
All right.
It's just a little too generic.
That's fair.
He's just a weirder guy. Like, not weirder, but like a more eccentric kind of a guy.
He's weirder than
that.
It's fair to say he's weirder.
But in the best way. Like, I mean that in a good way. I love how weird Ballmer is.
For sure.
We talk about this all the time, but he is, to me, like, pretty close to a perfect owner.
Yes. So, okay. So, I am going to love... I'm loving Steven Sackmer.
Steven Sackmer is...
I was really proud that I came up with that one.
Very funny.
He would be so offended if someone called him that, and rightfully so. But it's such a funny nickname to think of your friends giving it to you. But I'm loving it for the same reason you're loving Balls, and that it's funny... You know, it's a good time at work. People are calling you Steven Sackmer. Maybe you're filing a lawsuit about it later. I'm going to marry the Embalmer.
The Embalmer?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's like he's a wrestler.
Okay, that's fair.
That's what I love about
that's
it.
Fair.
You know, we're having a good time. This is a new stage in his life where he's like maybe wearing a toupee and like buying too many boats.
And like
he calls the
maybe
boat,
like a unitard?
And he calls the boat the Embalmer. And everyone's like, every time someone sees it, they're like, oh, yeah, I get it. But I'm marrying that because we're trash in this scenario.
Is he taking like a testosterone boosting pill
yeah.
in this scenario?
He's for sure taking like Hims or something like that where he's just like, I'm really strong now. And it's like, you're not, dude. You just have more testosterone. That doesn't mean you're stronger. and then I'm killing Balls.
What? Really?
I am. It's given to him by...
You think it's a little too disrespectful.
A little too disrespectful.
And you'd hate the origin. I can vibe with that.
It was between Steven Sackmer and Balls for what I'm... Steven Sackmer is just... it's so stupid. It's so dumb. But I'm on board
Steven
with it.
Sackmer.
Let us know what your guys' nickname for Stephen Ballmer is. Ballmer, excuse me. We're going to see him tonight. We're going to ask him about it. I'm just kidding. We're never going to talk to Steve Ballmer. So on Monday... Taking a couple days off from you guys. Sorry about that. Unless we lose to the Bulls tonight, in which case maybe we'll live stream.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll be an angry live stream walking around
downtown.
We're going to have a recap of the hopeful victory against the Bulls and the Nets. We're going to be at both of these games, so just stay locked on Twitter, at Will Updike, at Charles Wackler, at Locked On Clips. And then Monday, we're going to be taking a look at the new guys on the Freshies.
Yup.
All right. Thanks for listening, you guys. Please review on iTunes, Google, Spotify, podcast.com, podcast.org, podcast.edu. We really appreciate it.
No one get arrested. Our coworker is at a...
Oh, yeah.
Our coworker is at a pop-up event, and there was a fight between two employees. Don't get arrested on a Friday,
Speaking
guys.
Of arrested, Soulja Boy got arrested. He might not be at the game tonight to perform at halftime. I don't know who you get to follow that up with. The game might be canceled.
The whole game?
Yeah. No. Anyway, I've been Positive Chuck Wackler.
And I'm William the Opinion Updike. Thanks so much for listening.